I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With the cool weather and shorter days of October, thoughts often go towards pumpkins and winter squash. Winter squash are a great home garden veggie to grow. Once established, they grow easily, eventually forming fruits in late summer to mature in fall. While the traditional varieties include the popular butternut, acorn, and buttercup, I like growing unusual varieties too. Spaghetti squash, yes, the flesh does really look like spaghetti, but of course doesn't taste like it. Delicata and Hubbard squash are nice ones to try. The key with any of these winter squash types is knowing when to harvest and how to store them. If done properly, you can store winter squash well into winter and, for some types, into spring. The first step is harvesting. Wait until the winter squash skin turns the mature color for that variety. Once that color change has happened, there's no hurry to harvest. You can leave the fruits in the garden, but make sure you harvest before a frost. When harvesting, leave about 2 inches of the stem attached and don't bruise the fruits. Wipe the skins clean with a 10% bleach solution to kill disease spores. Cure them in an 80-degree room for about 2 weeks, and then store them for up to 3 to 4 months in a 50-degree dark, airy location. Different varieties of winter squash will last in storage for different periods of time. Of course, always eat any squash that's getting a little soft first. Acorn squash stores the shortest amount of time, about 4 weeks. Spaghetti squash stores for about 5 weeks. Buttercup can last about 13 weeks in storage, butternut squash up to 6 months, and blue Hubbard up to 7 months in storage. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Google culture. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.